Star Seeds, Lightworkers, Unwoken People's Problems, Part 1. Hello again, thank you for joining me here once more. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. This is a very large and important subject, so this is just an introduction, and the basic concepts that are needed to understand it. But I will be expanding on each one of the starseed's many problems as we go along. I will open a new playlist for this series. It will be called Starseeds, of course. I hope you like it. One of the hardest existential problems for anyone is to have a deep inner knowing that you do not belong where you are, and I mean to belong to the family, culture, species, or even planet they are in. I'd like you to also watch my video titled, What is a Soul?, recently published. It can help with expanding the context for this video. Right now on Earth, there are millions of star seeds and more coming every year. That is another reason why there are so many people on Earth right now, because there are not only the same old souls that have been reincarnating there for several life cycles, through thousands and thousands of years, but there are countless new ones too, entering to have at least one strong and amazing experience as a human. According to Dolores Cannon, since around the year 1950, there have been three waves of volunteer souls that have entered physicality on Earth to help raise the planet's vibration, to be able to help advance the souls who have been reincarnating themselves several times in there, and to be able to move Earth into a new, much more positive stage she calls New Earth. This is a very good explanation as to why there are so many star seeds incarnating on Earth at this time, but in my perception, a lot more is going on with this, as my group and I see that many souls want to incarnate on Earth precisely because it is hard to live there, so they gain a lot of expansion and experience in one short, chaotic, highly fulfilling and frightening experience as a human, all this making them grow a lot in their consciousness and awareness. As I explained in other previous videos, people go to Earth to have that strong experience, not only incarnating there directly but also visiting as someone who belongs to another stellar culture but that looks human enough to be able to pass as one with a pair of jeans and a rock and roll shirt on. And there are many variants to this, as I have already mentioned before. But what problems do they usually encounter? First of all, it is said that forgetting whom they were before incarnating on Earth is essential to be able to experience what it is to be human in full, because if they would remember their past lives, and the simple fact that they are an eternal soul from higher realms and that you never really die, the experience on Earth wouldn't be as strong, and the souls wouldn't enjoy and benefit from the entire experience of being human. There is a lot of talk about memory wiping, souls having their memory erased right before entering Earth as a human, but in my understanding and as someone with somewhat of a different perspective, I don't see and I don't agree with any mind and memory swipe and erasure, with some kind of technological means, all to exploit souls recycling them. All this by some arcane evil force who has taken over Earth. How I see and understand what is going on there, is that the reason why souls cannot remember their previous lives as stellar people, with some exceptions of course, is simply because of a frequency incompatibility, where the memory of having lived in higher realms, in some other high vibration planet, or simply in the afterlife or between lifetimes, is of a very high vibration and frequency, and he contrasts a lot with Earth's mostly low frequency realm of existence. This makes it very difficult to remember anything beyond the planet's low frequency realm, simply because the other realm's frequency and Earth's are so different and therefore incompatible. This is also why it is hard for most people to remember dreams, because they too occur in some very high and much lighter experimental realm. In simpler words, the memory cannot tune into the physical body because of a simple frequency incompatibility, And here I must remind you all that from the perspective and understanding of my group and me, memory is not stored in the body, it is in the ether and it only comes into the body through cellular translators called neurons, and though DNA acting as an antenna in every cell in a body. The problem with all this for starseeds is that their souls naturally hold such a high frequency that they end up remembering a lot of their previous lives and experiences before being human. And the most prevalent of these memories are not necessarily of specific events, but of a deep inner knowing that they belong elsewhere. And this deep inner knowing can make them very unhappy because they undeniably know that there is a better, more comfortable, harmonious, and loving place to exist in, and they have experienced it, therefore they hold a very strong need to get back to that state or place where they feel and know they belong, and where they felt part of, accepted, and loved. All souls in the end are starseeds, but most have incarnated on Earth so many times before that they have already adapted all their frequency of existence, and their vibration to the one of that realm, so unlike what happens with newcomer souls, they usually do not feel and need to go back to another planet, and the feeling of having experienced a better place to live in, is mostly associated with the afterlife alone and with utopian dreams. The strong inner knowing each starseed has about not belonging to Earth's realm, can cause them much trouble throughout their lives. First of all, they face ridicule and gaslighting from their immediate family and friends, making them feel inadequate, damaged, crazy or simply making them feel that there is something wrong with them, causing the starseed to enter a stage of self-denial, where they will try to adapt to their environment as best as they can. But this is only a stage starseeds go though as they soon encounter the inescapable fact that they cannot stop being who and what they truly are. Although I must sadly say that many can stay at that stage, and even be absorbed into the matrix becoming more humans, being impossible to differentiate one from the other. But for many starseeds, the strongest ones will end up realizing that it is impossible to adapt to a world that is intrinsically sick, and it is when they realize this that they will start to understand that they must develop skills to be able to navigate and manage their existence there. As a starseed grows older, it will start to realize that it cannot explain to its family and to most of its friends who they truly are. As I've said before, they only see what the starseed says as irresponsible fantasy, as not living in reality and with the feet on the ground, and many times it is also seen as simple madness. The starseed will soon understand that he or she must live a double life as best as possible, without going against their personal values and principles, and this can be very hard to achieve, more for some than for others, depending on the people who surround them. The good thing is that if a starseed is consistent and congruent enough with its values, sooner or later it will gravitate towards other like-minded people, or those will gravitate to the starseed, depending on the strength and vibration it holds. But there is the strongest type of starseed that can function alone on Earth, isolated from others, being congruent with their stellar identity and with their principles and values, and that have developed enough skill to navigate and even exploit the matrix to their advantage to be able to fulfill their life mission and expectations. And talking about life missions, these are the hardest to define as they depend only on the perspective, wants and needs of each starseed, where their soul presence and existence on Earth are more than enough to justify their presence and physicality as a human. Yet saying this to them is not fulfilling enough for many, as they feel the need to be doing something more significant, and with more meaning other than just existing there, as some sort of etheric antenna only to bring the frequency and the vibration of higher realms to Earth. So, only each starseed can know its life mission and path, no other person can help them find it. Only guide them as best as possible so they can find that life mission on their own. But one of the most important elements to achieve this is to first clearly know who you are, not needing anyone to corroborate it, knowing that you have enough truth and congruency within yourself to know and accept your otherworldly identity, and that you will never be able to adapt yourself to the expectations of being a human, living in that highly chaotic world and realm. To be continued in part 2. Thank you for watching my video and for liking and subscribing. Take care. Your friend, Marie Soirou.